There were feathers and wings, and there were about four wings. Spread his feathers out.
She's not happy with you at all.
No, she doesn't like being locked up. All right, I guess we can get started. Hopefully everybody got the notice that was sent out about the board resigning, and I'm the last remaining board member. So with that said, without a quorum, we can't do any business. The only thing that our bylaws allow me to do as the sole remaining board member is to either appoint a board or adjourn the meeting. So what I'm trying to do is find out if we have enough people interested in being on the board for me to appoint a board. Failing that, I think what I've discussed with council is that they will send out a notice letting the members know what may happen if we don't form a board, which basically is it'll go to the courts and the courts will appoint a receiver. The receiver may or may not listen to the members. The receiver will decide what needs done, what doesn't need done, and how much it'll cost and what you'll pay. Our council highly recommends we come up with a board because he said you do not want a receiver. But that will at least allow us to kick the can down the road. I will stick it out for another month, and we can do this again in a month if we don't get a board now. Maybe the council's letter will get us enough people that we will. But after that, I don't see us going anywhere except court. That's unfortunately. Because I will be out of here probably October, November, to Louisiana, so I won't be available to be on the board anymore. So, do we have anybody that wants to be a board member? Or that's willing to be a board member? Or do you need some information on what you have to do as a board member? I'm happy to answer questions.
So much gossip around.
Always.
About liabilities and what liabilities are we going to inherit?
Well, anybody can sue anybody for anything. That's number one. There are some protections in the law as a volunteer on a board of a homeowners association. You do have an indemnity as long as your actions taken are the actions a normal, everyday person would take in that situation. But you can still be sued. It doesn't protect you from being sued. It just helps you with the lawsuit. Also, the board has been carrying insurance, directors and officers insurance, so the insurance company has a responsibility to protect you in the case of a lawsuit, pay for counsel, etc. So there are some protections.
Are there any lawsuits pending?
Nope. Luckily, that's one of the things that we have been able to keep from happening for several years now.
Yeah. How many board members are you looking for?
Need a total of five, but since I'm still on the board, that means we only need four right now, and we have to have at least three to make a quorum.
Right. You can run on a three-member board.
Correct.
You just have two open positions.
We have to have the quorum.
You see, I've been fighting against bureaucracy all my life, so I'm probably not the right person to join.
Well, I'll tell you, I used to...
By saying that... I live here and I want to help the community, so I'm here to help in any way I can.
And I used to have the attitude that I didn't want to be involved in bureaucracy either, but I learned over the years that if you're involved at the local level, you have some say. You know, we have very little say with what goes on in this county because everything's done in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
But anything we can do at the local level gives us more of a voice.
Can we secede?
I'd love to. But that's why I'm moving. It's easier.
So who would turn this in to the state?
I will have to, because as the sole remaining board member, I am liable for the corporation until it's dissolved. And since I can't find a way to dissolve it, that means I'm stuck with it in perpetuity. Until I'm replaced.
Because you can't be a board member if you don't own property there.
I know, but I'm the one they would still come after because I was the last board member. So I would still be involved until...
So then can we get somebody to take over your spot so that they can act just as as...
Well, they can't act. That's the problem. I can't do anything.
You take over your spot and then sit in the same thing and say, well, I'm going to sit here every meeting, and if no one shows up, I'm going to adjourn it and take that responsibility.
I suppose. I don't know if anybody could be...
I'll take your spot.
I would ask legal counsel about that.
Yeah, because I don't...
Sit in...
Well, I mean, what would be the difference between me sitting in it and keeping the meeting going and versus you saying, well, I got to keep it and take it to court?
Well, the point...
So that sounds kind of malicious and malicious intent. But if you want to do that, I mean...
Well, one thing that I
like you said, anyone's open to a lawsuit,
yeah,
right? So malicious intent and no good faith, there is issue with that. So if you're saying, hey, I'll take it over until we assign a board, the remaining members.
I can talk to council and see about that, but
we could hold off on business.
Prior to today, I had already decided I won't appoint anybody unless we're appointing at least a quorum. I'd prefer to appoint 4 people.
But you agreed right now that's kind of malicious and not in good faith, that you would just keep it and not...
No, I think it's not. I think it's not in bad faith. I think it's in good faith because I want to see the association continue. It's required to continue. It's a part of the conditions for the formation of this tract. It was a condition... When they created this tract, that there was a homeowners association formed, and it can't be disbanded until a government entity takes over the roads.
Well, I volunteered to take over your spot to maintain what business is currently.
Yeah. So
you could go do business in Louisiana.
I made the decision that I was only going to appoint at least a quorum, and the reason because that's what I feel is in the best interest of the association.
So it's based on your feeling.
Yep, it sure
your
is.
Emotional feeling.
As the sole remaining board member,
no procedure.
I'm allowed to appoint a board. I'm not required.
When's the annual election?
Pardon me?
When's our next annual election?
A year from now.
But how is it biannual if it's supposed to be?
And unfortunately, I don't think that we will have an election because there's no board to have an election.
No, that's a call of the membership. It's not, has nothing to do with the board. The membership can request a meeting.
Yes.
So the membership is our rules that we have elections every other year?
Yes. That's the bylaws.
All right.
So it's called a biannual meeting.
It would be a biannual at this point, yes. Yeah.
So would that switch in any Mountain Valley Association rules, documentation that, you know, it's not no longer an annual meeting, it's a biannual?
It was several years ago when the bylaws were changed. The members changed the bylaws.
I was looking at the meeting notes and I couldn't find any.
That was several years ago. The bylaws were changed.
I'll relook at all that information. But I do volunteer to take over your spot to maintain business, and until we find the board.
I'll consider it and I'll discuss it with council.
Can I be involved in the council meeting?
Well, no, it'd be a meeting with our lawyer. That's what.
Can I be involved in that?
No.
Just as a sitting member, just to.
No, that actually can be done outside of a board
can
meeting.
Can you record that so I can review it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you want to put your name and information down, I'll be happy to discuss it with council about that. That may be a possibility. Depends on what council advises me. I'm not saying I won't do it. I'm saying I will discuss it with council.
I understand. How do we know any information from that meeting from council as HOA members of...
You'll have to rely on what I tell you.
I have to rely on it.
Okay. Yeah. I
understand.
You know, that's the way it works out.
Good faith.
Good faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy?
Yeah.
I'm Roger Smith from 53, 54, 55. How are you affiliated with this corporation? And are we insuring this corporation?
Yes. We had a very difficult time this year getting insurance.
Policy?
Yes.
Okay. Is that available for us to see?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've got the latest one on the website yet, but there is, the last policy is definitely up there. I'm not sure about the latest policy, but if it's not, I will update it.
The policy that's on there, I think, expires in April of 2023.
So that should be the most current policy.
You were mentioning counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this guy? What is his firm?
We have a law firm on retainer.
Yeah, is that available, their information?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
It's
Roseman.
It's Roseman and Associates.
Yeah.
They are very active in the HOA world.
Roseman and Associates. Well, and we don't have any specific council member.
Are you talking to Steve Rosman?
Sean. I forget his last name.
Oh, it's a family-owned thing.
No, it's a.
His first name is Sean.
It's a company.
Sean, S-H.
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N.
It's reputable.
Is it also true that a lot of our subscriptions are actually going to pay this council?
No, our retainer is $500 a year. And we get a considerable amount of free advice. Yeah. Now, if we need counsel to actually represent us in a lawsuit or something like that, it's in addition. But that's what our fee is.
But
and
we
paid
right
a.
We're clean right now. We have to throw him this $500 a year right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless I need other additional information from him, like I'm sure we'll be paying them for writing a letter. You know, there are fees that we will be paying.
Yeah.
But,
see, that's part of the gossip that's floating around, that everything's going on.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that we have done, a very good job of keeping our legal fees as minimal as possible. For the last year, our total legal fees, according to what the financials I was given from our management company, our legal fees were $1,284.
When was the last set of financials you got from our...
Right here, they're
what are they dated?
July 31st.
Now, if you don't mind, usually we start out getting the people introducing themselves and how they're associated with this thread. My name's Roger Smith, okay, from 53, 54, 55.
Which name do you want?
You know, my neighbor, Leo, right?
I'm David Payne. I've forgotten what my lot numbers are. 8 and 10.
8 and 10.
Yeah.
Audrey Johnson, and my number is 103. Right across from Roger.
Rita Leonard, I'm 153.
Robert Phillips, married to Rita.
Michael Ochoa, 88.
Marjorie Lue, 161.
Pat Burley, 150.
I'm Randy Hardenbrook. I've got lot 30, and I also represent the water district who owns lot 197.
Joe Tyre, 104.
I'm sorry, Randy, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I own lot 30,
okay.
And I also represent Quail Valley Water District for lot 197, because they own lot 197.
Oh, okay. Quail Valley owns 197.
197. Quail.
Hi, I'm Michael Cho, and I have 88 in the lot next to it, if I'm representing that lot as well. Which, the one on the right.
I'm sorry for that.
Joan Tiger, 104. Audrey Zimmer.
Nice life.
I'm Marcy Bindon. I don't know my lot number.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
I have a lot right in front of
me. Okay, I just wanted people just to get it.
Yeah.
So you know who we're talking to, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my goal is to try and appoint a board.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping that board will appoint somebody to replace me.
Well,
but that's my goal.
You've done a very good job, Randy. And, I
don't know if I've done a good job, but I've tried.
According to what I hear from Audrey, it's, you know, I didn't even do a very good job. I heard there was a lot of chaos and dishonesty. And
I think we've gotten rid of most of that.
And we don't need that.
No, and I think we've gotten rid of most of it.
Not up to the pandemic. No.
Seems that what we have to do is get more landowners to actually come and attend these meetings.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, look, this is a major controversy and a major thing, and yet here's the total number of property owners that are willing to show up.
Complaints on Facebook.
Yeah, there's tons of people complaining, but you can see the response. And this is why the board has gotten tired and had enough. This is the response we get. I mean, this is the most people we've had in ages. Because nobody wants to participate.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
All right, so that's the past.
Yep.
Let's talk about the future, because that kind of just harps on bad motion.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
You know, I mean, it's all gossip at that point, and what's on Facebook.
Right on. Let's move forward.
Yeah, let's move forward.
That's what we've been trying to do.
Well, I mean, trying. Let's do it.
So again, do we have anybody that wants to be on the board? To form a board, I'd like to appoint four people.
I would not like to take a spot because, like I said, I would like to for you to talk to council, discuss if I could take your spot, so that I can appoint a board, so that business could run as usual and we don't have to halt it.
Right? I don't understand the difference if I appoint a board.
Because you're not going to be here in a couple of months.
Well, yeah, but we need to appoint a board now. I can't conduct business. Well, the association can't do anything right now.
I understand.
We can't pay bills. We can't do anything other than the ones that are set up on automatic withdrawal because it takes two board members to sign checks. So it's either so we can't continue to function until we have a board.
Okay, I understand. But if it goes till October and you move, we don't have a board, so we're defaulting anyway. So
by then,
within 2 months, all the automatic deposits, because most of the stuff can be set up that way, right?
Well, deposits are fine. They still have them.
Automatic withdrawals for paying whatever payments we have to pay.
With only one person.
Okay. Well, it will stay defunct, because I don't want to take a spot on the board when there's going to be three empty spots anyway. If president eventually is going to need to be elected, unless you're telling me I can move from one of those spots up into your spot when you leave.
Of course.
Okay, so I would volunteer to be in one of those positions. So you
are willing to sit on the board?
Yes.
What was your name again?
Michael Ochoa, O-C-H-O-A.
Okay.
I do not want the HOA to go.
No, exactly. Right? That's the goal.
Goal is to make sure that.
What was your lot number again, please?
88.
88. Okay. That way, I make sure I get all this. Because that my goal again is to appoint a board.
My wife is not available to come because she's sick with disease. But we have a lot next to us, so we could possibly have her on the board as well.
That's a possibility. I'll have to look. I know both of you can't be for the same lot.
There was past individuals that were on the board.
Yeah.
There.
I have to look.
Legal counsel. You'll be contacting them anyway.
Yep.
So ask if that's because there's sometimes in the documents, and I haven't read the documents in a long time, that prohibit you from doing that. From having two people as partners or
has
whatever.
It happened? And I would say, has it happened in the past in the association? And that's a true statement. It has happened where two people
Yes, it has.
So but I think there's precedent in it, and I would be willing to do it.
I will review the documents, and I will speak with counsel. And I believe from memory, which is faulty, so that's why I'm going to review and discuss with counsel.
I understand.
I believe we can, because you have two separate lots. I believe that the way our documents are written, the restriction is only for one lot. Two people cannot be on the board that represent the same lot, if I remember correctly. So what is her name, and I'll put that down too.
It's Ashley.
Okay.
Same as my last name.
Yep. And that would be for lot, which is the other lot?
I believe it's 89 or
87.
Yeah, so if you know the property on Sunview, there's one with the well. It's not that one. It's the other one. Right in between. I'd have to give you the number.
Okay. I can definitely review, and I'll check with counsel as well. Because I'm not opposed to having a husband and wife on the board. She's just willing.
It's just a matter of whether or not
it's allowed. But because I don't have a problem with it, I know some people might, but I have never had a problem with that.
I'm just trying to fill holes in the room.
Yeah, no, great. I appreciate that.
The only thing you should do is that on writing checks for his own protection. Is that not both of them sign on the checks?
Right. That would be.
That would be something
you'd want to do yourself to protect yourself.
Whatever process, a group of people come up
right. That
we could write in text and say, hey, this is how we want everyone to operate. I'm willing to follow.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of like you wouldn't
have quality assurance verifications with other people to say, hey, this is how we're operating, and this is, am I operating this way?
Right.
So whoever wants that.
And a lot of it's already spelled out, both in law and in our bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that gives us...
You do need to hold to appoint a chairman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I would like to say requirements are laws, right? But the procedures on how you implement the law into process is completely
A lot of that is spelled out in law, and some of it's and a lot of it's spelled out in our bylaws as well. So they are things that you have to do.
Well,
yeah.
We also have California Civil Code that you have to.
No, I understand. Yeah. But a procedure implements all those things to make sure that we're operating within that law.
Mm-hmm. Do we have anybody else that's willing to be on board?
Volunteer him. And Roger.
As I said, I'm willing to help, but my wife just died. I've got two
conferences
coming up. If this meeting was happening next year, I'd be free and available, but I think I've got a lot to go through before I join the board.
I'd say he's qualified. He's...
Well, one thing,
managing experience.
I can kind of give you a little bit of an idea of how much is involved in the board. We did hire a management company to take care of the paperwork and the daily type stuff. And that takes a lot of the work off the board. The board, in the past, we've met monthly. We have to meet at least quarterly, but it does not have to be monthly unless the board feels they need to meet monthly. Mm-hmm. But the board meets, you review the financials, you take care of any business, and then that stuff is delegated to the management company to take care of as far as the operation of the association. Now, as far as the roads and things like that, that's a whole other ball game, and that depends on how the board wants to handle that. If they want to hire a contractor, you know, whatever the board decides, that's how that gets handled. But it's... Being on the board does not mean you have to physically take care of all these things. The board meets, discusses, makes decisions.
You're taking care of everything.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I take care of a lot, but then I turn the work over. Like the letter that came out, that was the CAHOA that sent that out. Yeah. I told them, I gave them a draft, and they did all the mailing and everything. So that you don't have to do everything. Some of this, that's why we have
some of its management
companies.
To do
and the management company does the financials.
He volunteers.
He raised his hand.
You're voted in.
That was so
well done. All right. You can put your hand up. Who lives in Sand Canyon? Everyone.
Randy?
Yeah.
Where's the majority of our funds being spent?
Right now, they aren't. They're in the bank.
And we have a figure that we know of what we're.
I can give you a pretty close. Let's see.
So we have 28 million?
Wish.
Pretty close.
Let's go to Vegas.
Our Union Bank checking account, it has $4,800 in it. Our Wells Fargo checking account has $15,000. And our Union Bank reserve account has $26,000. So we have a total of $46,000 on hand.
And the board's going to decide how to spend it.
Yep. The board decides how to spend it.
We also have other assets, too, like the grader.
Yes, we have a grader.
Yeah.
I remember that grader.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you know that asset, essential value?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A $35,000, $40,000 almost.
About $45,000 is what we paid for it.
Okay, that's good.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How do we get the membership involved?
We've been trying to figure that one out.
If somebody can come up with that answer.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I think we lack community get-togethers around this place.
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
We tried that too.
No, I was thinking making a send of. Mountain Valley Estates Park on a 2.5 acre parcel with, you know, barbecue pits, picnic benches, maybe a little amphitheater.
Get on the board.
Yeah.
So you can suggest that.
The board, the association. The association has two parcels.
Well, what's that mean? Why don't we?
I think they total close to 50 acres.
Whoa, dude.
They're unbuildable parcels. So they're pretty steep.
Burial grounds?
No, they're pretty steep. So, but there's.
Do you know which ones those are? Because I live across from.
What is it, 207 and 208, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not near me.
Yeah.
No.
No, they're both back over in the Hackamore area. They're back in the hills.
Well, 07 and 208.
Why don't you and I join the board now to try and get everything going?
Yeah, because we
have that's a good idea.
The board has discussed trying to put in a park and benches and stuff. We just never, again, there's no volunteers and we don't want to blow the budget on it.
We have a concert coming up with the stylistics and Stevie Wonder coming to Hollywood. You never know what we can do up here.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, that again, I think we've done this, the past board, I think, has done a pretty good job of saving some money so there's enough to actually do something.
Well, that we thank you.
And then it's up to the board, you know, it's up to the board to decide how to do that, what they think is the best.
Well, if you and I should then join the board.
What's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Michael.
And your wife's name was?
Ashley.
I'd like to talk to you later if you don't mind.
No problem.
Well, it all sounds well.
He knows he's not agreeing to it.
With what we pay a year, we still don't make enough money.
No. Well, wait a second. You see, we got assets already.
Yeah, but that's
why we haven't done anything.
I want the roads taken care of before we put out the park.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Welcome to the Road Association. And your point.
Yeah. Yeah, now that's...
Yeah, 6 years of criminal meetings.
Well, you know, roads, like, how much are we talking about?
Lots.
Lots. We're still dirt roads.
They're very expensive to maintain.
And there's different situations where we carve away the road too much, we could be exposing water lines and different situations that like, they could hit freeze points. And so some of the things with, like...
There is a lot to it.
Like the asphalt, like potholes and stuff like that, I mean... That could be volunteer based, right? Going in the back of a truck, jumping in the truck.
Now, we're only responsible from Sunview up, but we have an agreement with the park up there that, because they helped make it, put it down, that we have to tend this part too.
Then we should have the attorney look at that to get out of it.
Well,
we need the attorney to look at that.
Also, though, I've never seen that agreement, so I'm not concerned about that. However, our formation documents state that we also have to maintain egress into and out of the association.
The attorney should look at that and advise us on that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But it is in the formation documents that we have to maintain egress.
Whatever documents we have that the attorney should review and tell us what.
And again, that's perfect for a new board to deal with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of things that a board, and that's why I'm also willing, the sooner we can put together a new board, the better, because I am willing to let you guys, you know, to confer with you and let you know what has transposed in the past, to kind of help you get going, show you where things are and what we've got and all that, but I've only got until October, November, and my time is limited because I also have to move in that time.
So when's your best time in that situation to show?
We'll squeeze it in wherever we can, because I've got about 5 weeks to get moved out of my house.
So 5 weeks, so from October.
So I'm going to be real busy, but I will work it in wherever we can.
And so how many hours do you project, you know, knowledge learned from you being passed on?
I'll give you whatever I can. That's all I can say. I can't give you a firm, but I'll give you as much as I can.
Hour day, you know, totals.
I'll give you as much as I can.
Understood.
That's all I can commit to.
Will you show me how to operate the grader?
Yeah. Yeah?
Okay, I don't want to change the subject, right?
No, I change it.
But there's something very important I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
We used to have the volunteer fire department.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, now we're on a drought, very bad fire seasons. You know, we have earthquakes, we can have floods.
Mm-hmm.
Are we prepared?
We can't get board members there, though.
Are we prepared?
No.
Not really.
Has anybody here participated with the CERT team for Sand Canyon?
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, Audrey.
And there's also the Sand Canyon Volunteer Council that supports the CERT team. That's a non-profit.
I don't understand what's a CERT team. What is that?
That's okay.
Go ahead.
It's an organization that was established by FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association. Kern County Fire Department manages the Kern County CERT teams, and communities have teams of volunteers that train on disaster preparedness. Now, Kern County is trying to use it to support the fire department. FEMA, when they designed it, it was more of an organization to get the entire community involved to be for disaster preparedness, not to try and be a fire department. It was to learn how to prepare yourself for a disaster. Uh-huh. And that's the, so that, but there's a ton of training available to people, a lot of things. It's not difficult. It's things like, you know, getting your financial documents and stuff into a box that you can grab to take with you in an emergency, things like that. There's all these kind of trainings that they do for it.
I was thinking more of like structural protection and things like that.
That's the fire department's job. The volunteer fire department is never going to happen again out here. I can tell you that pretty much certainty.
I don't want to burn it down.
You're going to have to rely on Kern County Fire, but you'll be happy to know that they're going to try and add a 1% sales tax to you this year to pay for more firemen. Yeah, that'll be on your ballot in November.
Fire department actually out in St. Kenya too, isn't it?
I doubt it if the county will ever put a fire station out here.
Yeah.
But they changed, the state laws were changed on the formation of volunteer fire departments, and it'll be almost impossible to form one here.
Okay, so it's changed since what was 10 years ago.
Yep.
Well, since ours only went defunct, why couldn't it be restarted?
Because it would have to go through Kern County Fire Department, and they won't allow it. They are the ones that have to approve the formation of it.
But it was already formed. I mean, it just went defunct, right?
So it's still in existence.
The corporation still exists. That's all. It's just the corporation. It can't operate as a fire department. It could operate as a nonprofit, but it can't operate fire trucks without the county's approval. Yeah.
But it could probably operate those probably like hookups to like the water system, you know, just hoses, you know, set up strategically all around the place. Yeah, you know, if it's a fire emergency.
Yeah, it can't operate as a volunteer fire department under the health and safety code.
Well, you said that you can operate trucks now, so you can't operate because of the code.
Well, no, the trucks are part of the health and safety code. To license a fire truck,
we'd have to look into it, because you look at the law, and then we just say, hey, how can we?
Yeah, it's in the health and safety.
How can we get around?
It's in the health and safety code.
It's just called mitigation measures. So it's not so much operating. Mm-hmm. It's just we need mitigation measures to protect ourselves, you know.
But if you want to operate as a volunteer fire department, you'll have a very difficult time. You can make it something else. But as a volunteer fire department, it would be very, very difficult.
Fire dispersant team, that's what I call it.
Joe, the nice earthquake at 8.2, okay, then that was your before.
But again, the big thing is putting a board together. So do we have any more volunteers?
Come on, you guys.
Well, it looks like we'll volunteer.
Got three.
Okay.
Are you sure you want me?
Yeah.
I believe you want me.
Let me get your names down again so I have them on here.
David Payne, that's lots 8 and 10.
He said management experience.
And then,
I used to be on the conciliation panel of the British Film and Television Producers Association, which was arbitrating between unions and production companies. So basically, you needed to be a fist fight.
Yep. Yep.
And Roger said, I have the haunted house on top of 53.
You're the one home, man.
I've never heard of call that. Okay.
And a few days ago, heard a noise in the middle of the night and got up out of bed and looked, and there was a big hairy arm coming in his kitchen with a big paw on the end, and it stole his dishwashing liquid.
Well, there was some kind of syrup on the counter, and there was dish soap. Was I think he felt confused. He was looking at me, and I woke up, and I was half asleep. And yeah, you see this arm going like this to the counter, this hand, but then he's looking at me. I go to the stove, get pots of pans, right next to the window.
Okay, we have a total of four willing right now, so I can appoint a board. Is your wife willing to be on the board as a fourth, or did you only if there was needed another one to make a quorum?
It, So right now, we have enough to the three to make quorum, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So I would say I'd prefer to do that, so that we, you know...
So you want to take...
We give the opportunity to other people...
So you want to take her off?
Take her off for now,
okay.
We have the, you know, we have
okay.
the availability.
All right.
And
then maybe we can encourage more people to attend.
I
hope so too. I wish you all the best of luck in getting more people involved.
Yeah.
I really do.
You'll be sending out a letter.
We will make an announcement of appointments.
Explaining that
so,
this is happening and we need more volunteers and please attend.
So at this point, what I will do is I will go ahead and make the appointments. The three of you will be on the board of directors. And with that,
I just have one more question about operating when we have the big stones. You've been clearing the roads with the attraction.
Very little, but yes.
Well, whoever did mine really helped me out, I'll tell you. But we should establish something that when we have the heavy stones. Or any stones to make it so we can get out.
That's why we have a board, so that we can develop.
And that's
okay. Well, I'm just bringing it up.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's a learning curve. That's also why the board elected to purchase a grader, was so it would be available for those things.
There you go, because I can't get out. You couldn't get out, right?
Okay.
I couldn't get back.
Well, I can't get out, really.
Yeah, neither can I.
Okay, so with three new directors, we now have a quorum, which means that we can actually continue with the meeting today.
Oh, good.
I have more suggestions.
Okay, so now that we have a quorum, would any of the new directors like to adopt our agenda? We need to adopt the agenda that was published.
Yeah, it's right here.
If somebody would like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Well, shall we adopt the agenda?
Okay, I will take that as a motion to adopt the agenda.
I second that.
Okay, is there anybody opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. So we now have an agenda, so we can follow the agenda. Now, the next item on the agenda is public comments for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any public comments, anything that's not on the agenda that they would like to tell the board about?
If you're part of this community and you're listening to this, we would like you to join your participation.
Okay. And along with that, I do, you know, and this will be up to the board to decide, but in the past, we have recorded the board meetings, and I put those on the website so that anybody that wants to know how this works is welcome to hear what transpired. Those are on our website, available for anybody to listen to.
I think one thing, we should utilize our bulletin board.
No. Well, who's going to see it?
Well, people don't know about it.
Right now. Yeah, did you stop and read what's on it?
Yeah,
No, I'd like to, though, but I know I can't stop. But
there's quite a bit on it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because I did post the agenda. That is the official place where we post agendas and minutes.
Okay, see?
For the next agenda, can you put on there that you need to reorganize the board of directors?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you guys something. I'm not volunteering for the board, okay? But if you need help, I'll give you my cell phone number, and you give me a call, okay?
I personally
work for HOA management companies. Okay.
The same one we use.
No, I have worked in the property management field for over 30 years. Okay. But you guys do little things differently than what I'm adjusted to, being that I work in the city.
Well, we're just learning.
No, I understand. So if you guys have questions or if you need help, I'll be more than willing to assist you. But personally just can't join the board with the information that I have in my head.
Yeah, that goes back to
confidentiality.
No, it goes back to the conversation we had earlier about liability. You're protected.
R-C-I-E.
As a lay person, you're protected. As a professional, you lose that protection.
949.
Yes.
395. 5311. And I have David's email, and you have my husband's email address.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I have the phone number, I think I probably do.
You have, I think you have my husband's.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so that's why.
That's, this is mine. And then if you want my email, it's Marcy, marcie87@icloud.com.
At what?
icloud.com.
And Michael will give this to you also.
Which of course he is. Say again?
Well, he said he was going to give you mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. Yeah. I'll give this to you. So she works for HMOs.
Awesome.
Okay, any more public comments?
Well, I mean, just a suggestion. I mean, bulletin board, you know, stuff like that, we could transition to like maybe an electronic bulletin board on a timer that, you know, it reads out during the day and flashes our bulletin notes. But just a suggestion, right? So there's.
Get your board together and do it.
No, exactly. I mean,
yeah.
So there's.
No, that's great. Yeah, the ideas are a wonderful thing.
I'm a pain in the ass. Oh, excuse me.
Who voted you in?
Hey, I understand we're having problems with our mailboxes.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll
see, we got a light coming on now.
That's not the board's problem.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. One thing you have to remember.
It's our mailboxes.
It doesn't matter. The board can only deal with the roads. That's the only thing that the association property, which is the two lots and the roads. That's under the formation documents, that's the only responsibility delegated to the board. That's the only responsibility the association has and can have without changing the formation documents, which is almost impossible. But that's the sole responsibility. So the board does not have the ability to tell somebody what color to paint their house or what they can have in their yard, any of that. That's not in our formation documents, so it's not something that the association can handle. So we're limited in scope to the roads and the association property.
Yeah.
And that's
that. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, what are we talking about?
That's a lot.
You'll find out it is a lot. It goes back to the reason the association was formed. It was a requirement that the developer form the association in order to split up these properties and sell them. And the county required an HOA be formed to maintain the roads. Normally, they require the roads be built to Kern County standards and then given to the county to maintain. But that costs a lot of money.
Sure.
So they gave an exception, form an HOA to maintain the roads in perpetuity, and you can sell your properties. So that's the direction they went because it was a lot cheaper than building roads to the county standards.
What year was this?
This was back in the 70s, early 70s, I think. I'd have to go back and look at the date, but somewhere in the early 70s. There's a lot of these that were formed that way.
Has the board ever looked at getting a grant to help with the roads?
The road, yes. That's how the paving was done.
We did.
There are grants available from time to time through the Air Resources Board.
Grants.
And that's one of the things that I would recommend the board continue to investigate is anything they can do to pave roads. Maintaining paved roads is expensive, but maintaining dirt roads is more expensive.
Worse, yeah.
So if you can get them paved, it will cut down on your future budgets.
I'm going to make a recommendation to the board. I think we should have a reserve study done by a reserve firm.
Yes.
A what?
A reserve study done by a reserve firm.
Yep.
And if you guys would like, I will look into seeing the companies that I'm aware of to see if we can get them to do one out here.
What do they do?
They by law, when you do your budget, you're required to give out information that pertains to the reserve study. And I don't know that you've ever had a professional one done.
Not that I'm aware of.
So I think.
Well, what are we looking to do?
They'll tell you.
Get our assets raised or something?
They'll work with the board first off to determine how you want things maintained. But they will go through all of the assets, which is all the roads. They'll determine what needs to be done to maintain them and what that's going to cost.
And they'll put, it goes over a 30-year span.
Right. And then you have to maintain that study, so you have to redo it every so often to keep that going.
HOAs are required by law to have one done every 3 years.
And the one that we have done, I did, and it is the best I could do, but at the time we did not have funds to hire somebody to do it.
So we're capable of doing that to ourselves?
Well, I don't know. There's nothing in the law that says you can't.
Awesome, that's what I didn't know. I can identify the process.
That I'm aware of.
I was a technical trainer where I worked 9 years in developing process and implementing them across large institutions between basically our United States government and subcontractors. So.
Now, what I will say, though, if you have a professional do it, if somebody sues over it, you have somebody to back it up.
Sure.
Because that's the whole point of the study. It's something that you can use.
You can use it about 3 years ago. Right?
You can use it to back up your numbers.
So we can look at your past study.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. When you came up with
it.
But I would highly recommend you hire a company to do it at least once.
It's about $600.
Yeah.
Well, I would look at his study and say, hey, this is what he did, and can I physically do it?
If you can get one done for $600, that is a fantastic investment, because again, the just responding to somebody's lawsuit is going to cost you a hell of a lot more than that. And if that prevents it
for $600,
because I didn't know that we could get one done for that.
Awesome. Okay.
That's the main reason.
Okay. If it costs, I can get you proposals, and if it costs more than that, then the board can determine what.
Exactly.
I have some questions.
I highly recommend you do something with you use a professional to do that. Like I said, I did the best I could at the time, and back then, when I got on this board, we didn't have these kind of funds.
No.
So, no, we didn't.
So anyway, any more public comments? And then, you know, we as we go on with other things, we can get into depth on some of these suggestions too.
I guess I have a comment. Just a comment. When we talk about funds and stuff, we're always laughing.
We don't.
It's a serious matter. So I mean,
yeah, no, it is.
You know, so I mean, we laugh about it. Like, hey, we didn't have that much, but it's
you'll find
when we're listening to this on the internet that we're laughing about how much money
true.
The association has. So I appreciate it if we could.
But when you do look at this, you'll find that we do not collect anywhere near enough assessments to afford to maintain roads properly. But again, the board has to decide to what level the roads get maintained. So, okay, that gets us to the next item of business. Approve the minutes from the regular meeting of July 9th. And unfortunately, I did not print off minutes because I didn't think we would get this far. So I would recommend that somebody motion to table that until the following meeting.
Until I review it and
we table it to the following meeting. That gives everybody an opportunity. They are available on the website. Would anybody like to second that motion?
Yes, sir.
Do we know when the next meeting is, just so I know when to review them by? Or no, we just have
the second Saturday in September.
Second Saturday of each month.
Yeah. Thank you.
So far, I'm not going to change it.
Second Saturday of each month.
Which you can.
Let me get that date, too. I forget what it is off the top of my head.
Second Saturday of September.
10th. It's September 10th. Okay, that gets us to the next item, which is reports of officers and directors. Some of these are on here because they're just our standard things. Since there's the only officer and director left is me as president and director, I really don't have anything to report other than what we've already been discussing. So no reports. And we do have on this agenda discussion and possible action appointing secretary and treasurer to fill current vacancies. So we can actually organize our board. And if somebody wants to make the motion, you can actually remove me as president at this point, and I have no problem with that, and appoint a president as well. So that's entirely up to the board. as to how they want to organize their officers. In the past, we've had a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. By law, we have to have at least a president, secretary, treasurer. Secretary and treasurer can actually be taken by the same person. They can do both jobs. The president cannot be secretary or treasurer at concurrent with being president. The president's responsibility is to set agendas and preside over meetings. And then there's a list of other things, you know, that does signs documents, takes care of the day-to-day operations of the association. Those are all spelled out in the bylaws as the president's duties. The secretary is responsible for preparing minutes and keeping the records of the association. Most of that is delegated to the management company so that they can do that.
Currently, who's taking meeting minutes?
Since I'm the only one, I have been doing the secretary's job as well.
You can't sign checks, but you can take meeting minutes.
I have one signer on the check, but we have to have a second.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And I as a secretary pro tem, I guess is what you would call me, I'm temporarily filling in the absence of the secretary. I am not the secretary.
You're not the secretary and the treasurer. You're just filling in.
I'm just filling in to take the minutes for the secretary that we don't have.
So right now we're at that point where someone's got to volunteer to be
somebody secretary. Needs to volunteer to become the secretary and treasurer. And again, the treasurer is responsible, of course, for taking care of the financial reports, etc., most of which is delegated
to management.
To the management company, which you guys can retain or not retain. That's going to be a decision the board will make down the road as well. But it has worked out to our benefit because it takes some of the work off of it. And it also takes some of the liability off because now you're paying a professional to do these things. So if the association gets sued for mismanaging funds, at least you've got a professional that's been doing the books that can back up what you've done. So it transfers liability. But if anybody would like to make a motion appointing a secretary or treasurer, or if you want to make a motion to replace me as president, all of those, or you want to make a motion for a vice president as well, those can all be done now, or you can make motion to table and figure out who's going to volunteer, and you can do it at the next meeting, but they're positions that need to be filled.
Is that the last meeting?
No,
you can do it at any time.
You can take on any other role.
All these positions of officers serve at the board's pleasure.
Do we have any outstanding payments now that are due?
No. No.
So I could be part, like, a part of the finance committee.
But you couldn't become treasurer.
No, I can't become treasurer, but I could be part of the finance committee and assist.
Participate.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and the board can form committees to do some of these things. That's entirely within their jurisdiction. They can form committees to review things. The committees, if the committees are made up of only board members, the committees can actually make decisions on behalf of the board. If the committees have other members besides board members in their advisory committees, they can only come back and make recommendations to the board. But you can form committees. And what I'll do, you know, I'll make sure everybody knows where to go and find the civil code, corporations code, all these things that spell all this fun stuff out.
Do you know if the contract, if the retainer has board member training?
I don't think it does.
It's a good time. I could work with you and I can develop it.
That's great.
No, they have, there's...
Oh, the HOA Association, you're saying.
Board member training, yeah.
Understood.
And there is some training that's mandatory that I'll have to go through and remember what that is.
Interesting. It's one time.
But it's fairly minimal. But there is a lot of other training that is beneficial.
Can you ask Roseman if they have a board member training as part of the contract? A lot of times the HOA attorneys will offer that.
Right, and they may very well have a program.
And they may have it already just printed that could, you know.
Yeah, I will definitely ask them about it.
So I guess on a motion to table the secretary and treasurer, since the, you know, we have no outstanding payments that need to be paid, and it's not a rushing matter. Someone could second that.
I'll second that.
Any opposed? Okay. Yeah, I would recommend. Now, one thing that you have to bear in mind is not to hold serial meetings. Business of the association can only be conducted in a board meeting that's been agendized and noticed to the members. And you have to give that notice 4 days in advance of a board meeting. Other than an emergency situation, which is defined in the civil code as well, what an emergency is. It has to be immediate danger to life, health, safety, and financial before you can call an emergency meeting without agendizing it ahead of time. So that means that one board member can't call the other board members and discuss things even one at a time, because that's considered a serial meeting. It has to come here, and you have to make your discussion here, or wherever we end up holding
the
meetings.
They can discuss two at a time.
Yes.
If he has a question,
yes,
and he goes to David, he can ask those questions.
Correct.
You just don't want to be...
You can't then take those...
You don't want to have a discussion via email or telephone call that prompts so that the association looks like they're holding a meeting without notifying the membership.
And if two,
but you can ask questions of each other.
And if two members can discuss it at length, no problem. But what you can't do then is take and give the information from that discussion to a third and then ask their opinion. That's where you become a serial meeting. Because now you're trying to get around the rules by going from one to the next to the next. That's called a serial meeting. So, but yeah, two people can discuss it as much as they want. Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. The last two financial reports, they're kind of voluminous, so I did not print them off. I have copies if anybody wants to look at them. They're also on our website as of this morning. I posted them. So they're available for anybody. I have not been keeping up with posting the financials monthly, mainly because I wasn't preparing them anymore. That was being done by the management company. So I did get these up to date, and I got the last few that have been done up to date. I'll try and go back and get more of them uploaded as well. Plus, they're typically under the agendas. There's a place you can click for the board packet. These are generally included in each board packet as well if we had them for that month. So, that's something the board's going to have to come up with too. Who's going to be the new webmaster?
Yeah. We have a website.
I don't know how to do it.
We have a website.
Yes, we do. MyMVA.org. We've had it for several years.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it.
It's been in all the newsletters.
Yeah, it sure has. It's on the bottom of everything that we print.
Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
And there's a ton. You know, it's not a very, how would you say, not user-friendly, but it's not real sophisticated. It's not throwing a bunch of stuff out there at you, but it's a repository. It's got all these kind of things in there so that you can go and get them, so that you don't have to call the association and demand documents. They're already there for you.
We should have the entertainment section. I'll vote for that.
The biggest thing is I've been the one maintaining it, and my time is limited, so I put as much as I can up there, but that's it. It's just a repository for information.
It's better to go directly to the website than to complain on Friends of San Canyon.
Right. So again,
the Friends of San Canyon Facebook page is merely to share out the information, because as we said,
to keep everybody in the canyon from Pine Canyon all the way up.
Well, Pine Canyon, that's not San Canyon.
No, but that's what. I think the point is that's Friends of Sand Canyon covers everything.
Exactly. So when someone shares, it's just because we know that no one actually pulls off into that wooded area
right.
where rattlesnakes are at, and you know, hey, no, not everyone's got fancy cowboys like me, you know.
Well, typically anything that's posted.
I noticed that yesterday too.
Typically anything that's on that bulletin board is on the website.
Understood.
We tried to do a Facebook page just for Mountain Valley Association. Guess how many signed up? 13.
Okay, well, again, I would recommend, since obviously nobody's had time to read and digest any of these, I would highly recommend that the board review them from the website, or if you need help, I can print some off, you know. But, and then along with that, we'll have another one next month, and then they can be dealt with at that point. So it'd probably be easier just to, again, to make a motion to table these until next month.
I second that motion.
Okay, I'll put it down as me making the motion, which is fine.
Well, okay, that's you're allowed to, right?
I'm still on the board.
Okay.
So who's going to run the meeting next time?
Well, he's going to be here still, so he's going to be here for another 3 months.
Anybody opposed to tabling him? Okay. Technically, I'm supposed to reread the motion before we ask that, but we keep this a little more informal. Okay. That gets us to the next item, which is number 10, discussion, possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, and other maintenance needs. And again, a lot of these, like including this one, are ones that we have on each one so that we have an opportunity to take care of any business. Because if it's not on the agenda, we can't discuss it. So a lot of these are on here even if there's no discussion, just so that if something has come up in that month, we have the opportunity to discuss it.
So on the last reserve study that you performed 3 years ago, I guess that would be 2019.
I don't remember how long ago, so it was probably longer than that.
Where are we at on that plan with road repairs and stuff like that? Like, where do you think that,
we are woefully behind.
Woefully behind.
Your next action is to try and form the next action is first off to decide if you want to try and do this with volunteers. The problem is we're having a very difficult time getting volunteers. Most of the people in the past that volunteered are no longer with us. They were, people died. I mean, it's that simple. So most of them are no longer with us. And the people that are moving in out here don't want to be involved.
So is there age restrictions to this? Because I know there's a couple of younger people to the community that could help out in these situations.
We would have to discuss that with our insurance carrier. We do have workers' comp insurance. Even though they're not employees, they have to be covered by workers' comp. We have workers' comp that covers volunteers only. We do not have workers' comp for employees. We don't have any employees.
Volunteers only.
But it is a separate policy we would have to get. But we do have workers' comp for volunteers. The requirement is, I don't know if there's an age requirement, but the one requirement that I am aware of is that at a regular meeting, the names of the volunteers have to be read into the minutes so that they're listed. That way somebody can't come along that broke their leg and then try and...
Yeah, it's all on record.
It was done as a volunteer. Yeah.
How much do we pay in insurance?
Almost 6,000, I think right about 6,000 this last time. Every year it seems to go up about $1,000. And I think it was about 6,000. No, it's multiple policies. We have a directors and officers policy, a liability policy, a workers' comp policy. It's all combined, but they are separate policies.
And who takes care of that?
The board.
You.
Well, I mean, it's a policy, right? So you review it and,
You review it and you write the check.
So we got a lot of potholes to fill. Is that where we're at on this road?
There's a lot of potholes to fill. There's grading that needs done. And again, the board's going to have to decide if they want to try and use volunteer labor or if they want to hire a contractor to do these things. Or, since we have a grader and we've had an issue getting volunteers, another direction that could be gone is to hire an employee.
Qualified individual?
Well, that could be a volunteer.
Okay.
But you could also hire an employee to operate the grader. And the benefit there is if it's somebody's job, it may actually get done. If you're a volunteer, it may or may not get done, because it's up to you. So again, this is something the board is going to have to think about and discuss and decide which way they want to go, or combination of all three, or how they want to do these things. And it's something that we've looked at in the past. It's just we've never gotten to this point, is to actually possibly hire an employee that would take care of these kind of day-to-day things, manage the roads and stuff, and manage a group of volunteer laborers. Again, that way somebody's responsible and they can delegate the work.
When we do get volunteers coming in, mm-hmm.
We got some for you.
We got some volunteers for you.
The younger guys.
That's great. Hey,
my question is a little different subject, okay? How does everybody feel about the security up here?
Again, the association can't do anything about it.
No. But I just want to know feeling how...
I feel safe.
I feel safe, too.
Now we
feel safe. No.
What I would say is that after our board meeting, we have a social meeting and we can discuss these kind of things.
Because I want my community to be safe,
We all do.
Yep.
We got grandkids coming around,
That photo you took of that rattle the other day, I sent that out and just put underneath neighborhood watch.
I don't know if the board feels that they know enough about the roads and stuff to take any action at this time, or if we just want to leave that as no action, and hopefully by the next meeting we'll have a little bit more idea. Now the board can also have special meetings. You can elect, if you want to have a meeting in a week or 2 weeks, and have an opportunity to do some of these things. Yep, we can do that as well to kind of, to speed things up on this transition.
Am I allowed to go around the community and identify potholes, or have you already done that?
I have not done that.
Winter's coming up, and I just want to say, hey, these are the bad ones, and this, maybe I could do that with you one day, because we could say, hey, this will take one bag of coal fill, and I'll have something in my head.
One of the things,
that's in the back of the truck.
When they paved Umtali Road, I allowed the contractor that did that job to stage equipment at my house. So I got to listen to them work on their equipment and fuel it at 4 in the morning, but that's okay, I was up anyway, so it didn't matter. But one of the things that I asked them for in return was a truckload of cold patch, which they gave us. That has been what we've used to do these potholes. The board, before the resignations, had approved purchasing a truck and trailer load of cold patch, but we never got any further than approving it. It never actually got done because we were still discussing what else needed done and how best to spend this budget. So it never got to the point of us actually ordering a load. And of course, the price of asphalt has gone through the roof because of the price of oil, but it's coming back down now. Good. So this may be a good time for a board to think about purchasing a truck and trailer load of that.
Can we do a couple and put it on those pieces of proper?
There's probably no place on those lots, but we have several cul-de-sacs that are very rarely used, that they belong to the association, so it could be stockpiled there.
All right, so how do I do this? I want to table this and say maybe call a meeting in a week or something so that the board could discuss.
I would kind of suggest at this point I would table this. If it was up to me, my recommendation would be to table this and for the board to call a meeting to have a workshop to discuss road repairs and how to do them and all these other things like volunteers, etc., and make it as a workshop so you can kind of put it all under one agenda item and just have a discussion forum.
All right.
That would be my recommendation. So I would make the recommendation to table it, a motion to table it, and possibly a motion to have another, or to have a special meeting to have a workshop.
All right. I second that. I'm going to go back and review what you're doing because I want to...
I'll let you make the motion.
Okay, I motion to table that, and we'll talk about it in a group community setting.
We'll table this item and schedule a workshop.
All right, we'll table this item and schedule a workshop. I'm repeating it just so I get it. Hopefully you guys don't mind.
Would anybody like to second that motion?
You better watch out.
How much is this cold patch?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a quote.
Yeah.
It should be coming down because the price of oil is coming down. It's very much based on the price of oil because it's an oil product.
Yeah,
I wanted to continue what he's doing, right? I mean,
yeah, right.
No change.
I need somebody that can tell you where the potholes are on Sand Canyon.
I think everybody can identify them. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is anybody opposed?
She's tired of it, so
we have a,
doesn't want to volunteer.
We have a motion and a second. Is there anybody opposed? Okay, that passed. That's unanimous. And then that gets us to 11, which again, discussion, possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organizations, duties, job descriptions, qualifications, etc.
Let's table. I motion to table it and discuss that.
Or we can just leave it as no action because we already will be included in the workshop. Yep. So that way we can just continue on. And then the next one is very similar. It's discussion, possible action to continue use of volunteer labor, use of licensed contractors, and or use of paid staff. Again, that's all part of the same thing.
It's kind of what you already discussed.
Exactly. But they're all related. Which gets us to item 13, which is discussion, possible action on disposition of motor grader. The board had been discussing whether or not to dispose of it rather, and then use that money to hire a contractor to do the roads. In fact, I believe, I have to go back through the minutes, but I think we actually approved disposing of it at one point. But we knew that the board would be getting replaced, so we kind of wanted to leave that for a new board to decide on their own, how they wanted to do it. And again, the advantage to having the grader here is that when you need it, as long as you can have an operator, you can do it. If you're hiring a contractor, you have to wait until they're available, you know, which may not always line up with you. So again,
come in, sit down.
I would recommend that we take no action on this or table it, just because, again, until the board is more familiar with what their needs are, because I don't think anybody's prepared right now to know what they want to do. So we can just leave it as no action.
So the graders are trying to do too. I don't understand.
The association doesn't have one.
What's a grader?
It's a motor grader. It's a blade for doing roads.
Scraping and level. For scraping and leveling.
It won't pick up and carry.
A tractor.
Yeah, you saw a part of the side of the road for a while. It was that great big hunky machine.
Yeah, it won't pick up and carry material. It just spreads it.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
That's what ruined your road going up your hill.
Yeah, I don't need any help on my road. It keeps people out.
That's your security. That's your security.
Plus, I can see them coming in.
There you go.
Well, that gets us, unless somebody wants to make a motion on that item, we'll get to 14, which is board members' request for future agenda items. And two things that I've got so far is organize our officers and appoint signers for our bank accounts. Because, again, I'm the only signer left that's still on the board. Right. The other signers can still sign, but they're not board members, so they can't under our bylaws. But they haven't been removed yet because we haven't gone down to put in new signers. And it does. Our bylaws specify that it takes two signatures on checks.
Are they going to have to go all the way down to Pasadena?
Laverne, yeah. Or I think we can also do it at a local Wells Fargo branch, which would be Palmdale or Bakersfield, which is where they're going to have to go to do the one for Union Bank anyway, so we can probably schedule it to do it all at the same time. And we also have to discuss with the bank if it all has to be all signers at the same time or not, because the banks keep changing that rule too.
Randy, can we look into see if we can change that into being doing it electronic?
The signers have to be done at the bank.
It has to be done at the bank.
Yeah.
This modern age.
The people that are doing our finances, they didn't recommend having like a HOA. A bank that does works with HOAs, because a lot of the banks that work with HOAs, they don't make you go to the bank.
Yeah. I haven't been able to find a bank that would let us do it otherwise, because I have the same problem with our water district. We have to go to Bakersfield now to do the signature card. But I'll
check with the
Company. We went to Wells Fargo because CAHOA does most of their work with Wells Fargo.
So he may have a contact that will allow you to do the signature card through them.
They might allow us to update it. Right. Now, when we set up the account, they required that we all went there at the same time, even. Oh. We had to all be there together. But that was a... But maybe the updating, because I'm working with this with the water district as well, because we have to update a few of those. And according to the bank now, to make a change, we just have to have one person that's an existing signer and the person that's being added go with them to sign.
So just check with the financial and ask them if they have a contact so that you guys all don't have to go down.
Right.
You don't all have to go at the same time.
Right. We will definitely find out on all the accounts who has to do it. Yeah.
My last question.
No problem. Questions are great because this is how we're going to share this information.
Who has access to editing our account on the VMA internet? Our website.
I do right now.
Yeah, but Mike, we're talking about taking over the website.
Mike?
Yep.
Okay,
we will. Yeah.
You should put that on as agenda item for next month.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put an entertainment section in there.
Oh,
come on. Master Smith.
One of the things with the website, right now it's on my account. I have not set up a separate account for the HOA. I will do that and transfer the URLs. We have two or three URLs. MyMVA.org, MountainValleyAssociation.org. There's a couple of URLs.
And all linked to the same page.
Okay, so when can we expect the first update?
Next year.
But I will work on getting the account set up so that it can all be...
Yeah, that takes time, and then transfer over.
Yep.
And then you're moving.
That's a good idea to throw it on the agenda.
But I've always hosted it on my account so that the HOA didn't have anything extra to pay.
No, I get you.
But it's not expensive anyway. It's minimal. So.
Okay, one last question.
Oh, yeah, it's not a problem.
We have any problems with any kind of signs that we might need or repair or update or...
Well, actually, we need to replace a bunch of stop signs. We have a bunch of stop signs and posts and everything. We just need to put together the volunteers or hire somebody to go out and install them. But we have some stop signs and posts already.
This can be a volunteer effort?
You bet. The board can have volunteers doing it. That's how it's been done in the past. We've been running short on volunteers.
How would you manage it? Like 4 hours on a Saturday, or would you just?
That's up to. Again, that's
how would you normally do it?
I would get somebody that's willing to coordinate it and delegate it to them, so that it doesn't have to come back to the board for everything. Because then you're waiting until the next board meeting. So you want to delegate the authority to manage the volunteers to a person, and then that person can schedule and set these things up.
Well, you know what? Something needs to be done to explain to people why we use volunteers. Because I see so many times, well, I pay $200 a year. Why should I have to get out and do anything?
Yeah.
You don't understand that $200 a year is not going to pay for...
No. Well, right off the bat, that $200 a year, it ends up being a little over $20,000 that we collect each year. Out of that comes $6,000 for insurance, $5,000 for the management company every year. Like last year was $1,200 and something for legal fees. So all those bills have to be paid out of that first before we can go fill a pothole. That is why the volunteers. And that's why when you do a reserve study, you'll find that we don't collect anywhere near enough in assessments to pay for these things. And so when we can use volunteers, it does help keep those costs down. In fact, if it wasn't for the volunteers, none of this would have ever been done.
I still don't understand what this reserve...
They're going to look at our whole property.
All the roads.
All the roads at
the association is responsible for and say, hey, over the next 30 years, you should take care of Sand Canyon coming in first because it's heavy traffic, and you should probably do it with these materials. Thicker, or depending on our traffic, because our traffic incoming now is way different than it was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 3 years ago, and then 3 years before that.
Yeah.
So things have just changed.
Well, the way I did it, you know, when I did for a reserve study, I went through and added up how many feet of dirt roads we have, how many feet of paved roads we have, an estimated cost to go out and grade the dirt roads, bring in material to fill in low spots and stuff, and what it would cost to patch the existing paved roads and overlay them from time to time. You know, about every 10 years you need to put an overlay on them. So I kind of estimated all these costs, divided it up by how many feet, and broke it up over the lifetime of the roads as to how much needed to be done each year. And included in that was replacing stop signs and those kind of things, and how much that equated to on an annual basis, which is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't remember the numbers, but it is on our website. The spreadsheets and everything is on the website.
And then, like, little check boxes that you said, hey, I did do this,
No, we have never done that.
You never kept up.
We defer most of the maintenance for lack of funds.
No, but tracking the reserve study to say, hey, we
I just update it each year with
accomplishments
and add a few, a couple percent to everything for inflation. This year it's going to have to be a lot of percent. But that's kind of how that's how I manage that reserve study. Again, I very much agree a professional one will be is in our best interest. But again, that's how I kind of got a little bit of a handle for what all this was. I just figured out how many feet and what needed done.
Well, I mean, that information is useful because if you were to say, hey, that information is there, and then just looking at, what was
the color and the question.
Yeah.
But yeah, having a company do that would be beneficial because then it's out of our hands.
Well, it's not necessarily out of your hands, but it helps you with liability because the professional has done it for you. And then it's up to you to review and decide whether or not that looks correct.
Yeah. And then even for historical purposes, go back and compare it to your reserve study and be like, well, what's changed,
But the reserve study is what you base your assessments on. That's how assessments are based, is to fund those maintenance tasks that need to be done.
Okay.
But yeah, that's I said there's a learning curve. But yeah, I'll work on the website so that you can maintain it. Do we have anything else anybody can think of to add to the next agenda?
Just one more?
I don't have any deals.
Okay. I will get...
Maybe we can try again to encourage other people to join.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a continuous effort. That's a continuous effort.
Because
if you go back and read every newsletter, begging.
Yeah.
Because we need at least two more directors, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You will once I resign, yes.
Yeah.
Right now we've got four.
You can function with three as long as all three of you show up for the meeting.
Right, but if somebody's absent, then you don't have a quorum.
That's why
we
need a couple more.
We have a reserved individual.
Oh, by
my wife.
Oh, yes.
I'm leaving her as reserved just in case that
they don't kill us.
she'll be listening.
And you can also have, by law for your meetings, let's say that you're out of town, right? Okay, so you have your meeting spot, you announce that you're having a meeting spot, you can also put it on Zoom if you got the internet connection for it. So you have to have a place where the meeting's held. So let's say we're still meeting here. So you say the meeting's here, and then you put out the Zoom information so those people that can't attend, even if it's a board member, they can attend via Zoom.
I guess I have a motion to maybe add a director of technology to the board, right? I mean, stuff like that, it truly takes You know, if that's the role that I'll take, I mean,
well, the board can actually just delegate that responsibility. It doesn't need to be
all right. Sounds good.
Yeah,
that'll be my responsibility.
The board can appoint somebody to do it.
You don't have to do like a video part. You could just have people dial in.
Yeah.
The audio only.
Yeah.
You know, when they have a meeting here, we usually
go ahead.
The water company.
How does everybody feel about the drones that are flying around?
It's the water company.
Most of that is, well, you've got some people with private ones, but most of that is Edison inspecting their lines.
Is that what Edison?
Yeah, Edison is inspecting lines.
Is Edison inspecting their lines?
Yeah, I can get some more.
I had no idea.
I had to run the window.
All right. Entertainment.
Yeah, no, totally.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I guess that's about it, unless anybody has anything else for agenda items. Now, for the meetings, the board is going to have to make a decision. We don't have it on the agenda right now, but the board has to make a decision where they want to hold the meetings. We've been holding them here at the Water District office. I don't know how the Water District is going to operate after I leave. As of right now, I'm still the manager for the Water District, and the board's policy at the Water District is they will rent this room to groups like us for $25 a meeting. That's what they currently do. As to whether or not they're going to do that in the future, because the new, as the manager, I volunteer to come down here, whether I'm involved in the group or not, but I volunteer to come down. I open up the office and everything so that they can hold their meetings. And I've always done that on my, you know, as a volunteer, regardless of the group that's coming in. But I don't know if the new manager is going to be willing to come down here on his Saturdays and open this up, or nights, or whatever. So that'll have to be worked out in the future. But as of right now, that's still the way it works, so we're good for the moment. But I just wanted to, that's something to think about. According to state law, we are supposed to hold the meetings at a public location within our boundaries. If there is no location within our boundaries, then at the nearest place where we can hold, have the meetings. And technically this is outside the boundaries, but it's the nearest place. But if it's not available, then you'd have to go to the next nearest place. which I don't know for sure what that would be. At one time, you could rent the meeting room at the mobile home park on Tatchy Boulevard. I don't know if they still do that or what the cost is.
We could use the funds to build a little patio structure. I volunteer to build it. 10 by 10, we don't have to get it done.
At the last tax sale, the association had considered bidding on some of the tax sale properties to get something that would be buildable or usable as an office. We decided not to bid, and it wouldn't have mattered because the bidding on those went through the roof, because that was when everybody was buying everything. And so the stuff sold for way over what it was worth. But that's something that the association can do.
Worth a lot much more now.
Starting to go the other way. But yeah, these are options that the board will have to investigate. It's not a necessity that we have an office here, but it would be nice, and it would be nice if that was big enough to meet in. But it's not a necessity, especially since we use a management company, because that basically is the office. That's where the records are.
And we have a lot of equipment that needs to go somewhere.
So we do need a place for that. We need a place where we could have a storage shed or a container. And again, we're getting off of the agenda, so I guess we should shouldn't be going on about all these things. We need to put that to the workshop that we're going to have. So that would be the next thing, is when would the board like to meet again? The next regular meeting next month, or a meeting in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Well, I suggest the regular one next month. Give Mike some time.
Unless we want to hold a workshop in between to go over some of these things to take action at that meeting, or again, it's up to you guys, however you want to do it.
You guys agree two weeks?
I'm willing to help participate.
The 27th of August, just to...
Yeah.
I mean...
It actually about 27th.
Because I know it's going to take a few of these before you know the board's going to start getting a handle on what.
Well, this is more just for the workshop, right?
It'll be a workshop. It's open to the members. Anybody can attend. But it'll be instead of being a list of items, it'll be more of we'll have one agenda item for a workshop to discuss all these things.
But it's 2 weeks enough time for the. I mean, and is everybody free, and, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. That's why we need to schedule if we want to do anything before the 10th of next month. We would need to set a meeting now.
I'm free in 2 weeks. If you
I think 27th August.
27th of August.
8:00.
So we will hold a special meeting.
Call it a workshop.
To hold a workshop to discuss. I think we can make it fairly general. As long as we don't take action during that workshop, we can make the item pretty broad, just to discuss the operation of the association and the maintenance needs of the association. I think I don't think that would be a problem. The agenda items that you're going to act on have to be specific.
It would be more to propose motions for the next meeting, September 10th.
It'd be to discuss so you know what to,
what we propose in the agenda.
And then any action items that we're going to take at this special meeting will have to be agendized separately. So it'd be to hold a workshop and then
September 10th or something, we bring them up to motion to decide.
So if something comes up in between now and the time that I have to have the agenda posted, I'll add any agenda items that the board needs to take action on that are urgent. But at this point, I don't see any.
Will it be posted where?
It'll be posted on the bulletin board and on the website. Yeah. Okay. So we will have a special meeting and workshop on the 27th.
Yep. What are we doing about the default people? The people that don't pay their association fees or taxes?
They don't have any rights.
We don't have any rights?
No, we do. There's a process that we have to go through. We have to put liens on their property for the unpaid assessments.
Are we doing that?
We have been. That'll be up to the board. We'll have to look. I don't know when we have to put them on by. I forget the dates. There's a timeline that we have to do all these things. And we'll have to. But yes, we have been putting liens. The problem is enforcing those liens. Typically, the people that aren't paying also haven't been paying their property taxes. Typically, their property tax bill is more than what the property's worth. So if we enforce our lien and take the property, now we get to pay those property taxes. So we would actually lose money.
Well,
now the other thing,
you never know.
Now the other thing we can do,
it could be an investment for the association.
Is we can file suit against the property owner that owes those assessments.
Sure.
But now you're spending money and going to court. So
you need a lawyer.
Pretty much all of these things are losing propositions. Honestly,
they do have attorneys that basically
do collections.
But it's costly.
Yeah, because they take a chunk.
It's not cheap.
They take the majority of it.
Well, that doesn't help.
Now, the other thing that happens, though, is...
But if they do collect, then they get you get those fees and costs back.
They add it to it.
Because they add it to the homeowner's account.
Yep.
Now,
a lot of these...
If they don't pay, how are you going to collect?
And a lot of these, what happens...
You can file a judgment.
Yeah.
You can file a judgment, and sometimes you file a judgment in multiple counties, so if they buy something somewhere else, or multiple
it attaches to that property as well.
Right.
Yep. But it takes a lot of investigation to do these things. Now, what did happen with this last tax sale... Because everybody was buying property and they bought these for more than what the assessments or the tax assessments were. Now we have to fill out paperwork to apply to Kern County for those excess proceeds because we're next in line as the lien holder for those past due assessments. And then the county is supposed to now give us money unless there's somebody ahead of us, like a first mortgage. Then they would, I don't know where in the pecking order we are. It depends on when the mortgage was filed versus when ours is filed.
Actually, all mortgage all mortgages come prior to an association lien.
Mainly because the mortgage company requires all those liens be paid before they loan.
Should we look into this?
Well, that's why I'm saying this. That's why this is a learning curve. You guys are going to be learning for a while.
Well, why can't unpaid assessments go through a credit report?
They can.
Because when people get dinged on their credit report, they tend to want to pay more because that really screws them up.
You know, I'm sure that they can be. I don't know how, but again, they are liens on the property, which definitely clouds the property.
There's only one collection company that I know that's ever done that. They're, in most of the HOAs, they don't affect your credit. Just so you know, it just hasn't happened.
And collecting on these assessments is getting worse all the time because state law keeps changing to make it harder for associations to do anything.
Now, you say you have these tax sales. Who does that?
That was Kern County. Kern County does the sale for taxes. And then, like I said, if they... They do it online, and you can get the list online.
And you sit there and you bid. But.
Yep.
Right.
Or you can do proxy bids, too, with it.
I'm putting a lien on their property.
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I did not remember to do that. I hope that,
on the tax sale.
That the board members that I just appointed today, I hope everybody's paid their assessments. Because that is a requirement to be on the board, is your assessments must be current.
Actually, the law has changed about that.
You're right. You're right. That did that was on that last one, wasn't it? That's you're right. Never mind. Again, see, those are things that used to be there to help us collect assessments. That the state is making it harder to do everything.
So it doesn't matter now.
No. You're right.
Last year, or no, actually, I think it's
2 years ago. Yeah.
The election. California, in its great infinite wisdom, decided that that the board members were being discriminated against. People weren't allowed to be running for the board due to various reasons, and therefore they took, like, if you're not in compliance for violations of whatever type
of the rules,
of the rules or architectural, you can still run for the board. If you're delinquent, you can still run for the board. You just can't. You have to excuse yourself when they're talking about your delinquent account. Even felons can run for the board.
Okay? Yeah.
As long as it doesn't affect your insurance. And
yep.
So
as long as they can still bond.
Yeah. So there's only certain reasons why. If you own a property in an association, then you can't run for the board. It's very limited now.
So it has to be taken out of the bylaws.
Well, it doesn't have to be taken out of the bylaws because state law overrules the bylaws. So it doesn't have to. We don't have to change the bylaws. We just can't enforce that part of the bylaws.
John, 207 and 208 is the part of the map that we own? The parcels?
I believe 207.
Yeah, I think it's 207 and 208.
Thank you.
I can show you on the map where they are. Right behind you. It's a small map, but I can show you on that one.
No, I can't even see it.
Okay. Well, I think we've gone through all of our items, so we can have a motion to adjourn.
Second that.
Well, I'll let you make the motion.
Oh, I'll second it.
And that's one motion that doesn't require a second.
Okay.
One of the few. Anybody opposed? Okay, so we are adjourned as of 10:28.
Then you have one last question.
No more questions.
Well, now if we adjourn, we cannot discuss association business. Because that would be outside of a board meeting. Now, though, is the social time where you can discuss security out here. You can discuss all these other community things to your heart's content. Because I'm more than happy to stay here and host. Yeah, that's a good idea. If everybody wants to give me their contact info, that would help. How about an email address, too? That would help. We all make a new board email list.
Sounds good.
That way I can email you the agenda.
Good meeting. We gotta go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to the three board members.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
This helps me tremendously. Now I don't have to pay the lawyer to send out a letter to everybody, and we don't have to deal with courts and all that. I very much appreciate this.
And then in the next meeting, I guess we'll just talk about it in the freaking workshop. So.
Sounds good.
All right.
We brought some cookies.
We've got muffins here too, and there's coffee in the kitchen.
Oh, there is?
Yep, there's coffee in the kitchen, and there's cold water in the refrigerator. This is a help yourself organization. Make yourself at home. I don't think there's any of that in the cabinet.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Yes.
Four to zero. Oh, I see. You get that
over. Yep. Help yourself.
I will do my best to be
here. Yeah, I very much appreciate it.
Are you the one who just flipped in?
Right. I'll be right back.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you for a good meeting.
Much appreciated.
What you've done over the years.
Well, I appreciate that.
I came up to my place one week.